Good morning, dear Auroviliens, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Thursday, 21st of July, and wet, cloudy morning here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius. We can expect today rather cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, and a brief shower or two this evening, otherwise considerable cloudiness over the night. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 34, with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. 20% chance on precipitation and humidity is on 95%. Westerly winds at 19 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is still full, illuminated on 98%. 20th of July, 1969. On this date, Apollo 11 astronauts Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong landed their moon module on a bored dark lunar lava flow called the Sea of Tranquility. And 6 hours later, Neil Armstrong became the first human being to walk on the surface of a world beyond the Earth. So, yesterday there was 47th anniversary of humanity's historic first steps on the moon. And also, July 20th, 1976, on this date, a spacecraft from Earth made our world's first fully successful soft landing on the surface of the planet Mars. The Viking 1 landed set down on Mars' northern hemisphere. So that was the 40th anniversary of first landing on Mars and 47th anniversary of landing on the Moon. Auroville Council Study Group Resident Assembly Service has published again a call for nominees for Auroville Council, Working Committee and Funds on Asset Management. And this year, the 3-day selection process is planned to be hosted from 21st to 23rd of October for the three groups of Auroville Council, Working Committee and FMC. So they are now calling out for nominations, including self-nominations for those three groups. In your mailbox, you receive an invitation to nominate online from Residents Assembly Service, where you can directly select the names from a Dropbox containing all names in the Register of Residents. If you are not comfortable on a computer, you might pass by at the Residents Assembly Service office, where you will be assisted to nominate via the nomination form. You can nominate up to 5 names for the Auroville Council and the Working Committee, and 9 names for the FMC. They're asking you to make sure that those you nominate, including yourselves, have the necessary capacities for the work by reading the group's mandates. The mandate of the Working Committee can be accessed on the link. The same is for the Auroville Council and for the FMC. You can also pass by Auroville Council office, where a few printouts of each mandate are waiting for those who may need it. But you have to know that for the FMC, you can nominate someone already serving in another working group, while for the Auroville Council and Working Committee, this is not the case. The deadline for nomination is the 6th of August. They are planning this ahead of time, with plenty of time assigned for the feedback receiving and feedback processing as one of the major parts of the success in this selection process method. So they need our help to do that. From 23rd of July, Saturday, to 25th, Monday, Youth Center would invite us for 3 days for the Bantu Ubuntu Infinity in this spectacular endless summer monsoon. The Youth Center is a place where youth that never ages come together to express their emotion as logical and physical perfection and imperfection in the triangle, which is be creative, be conscious and be sharing in the peaceful city. And Bantu Ubuntu is the language of humankind in Zulu. And Ubuntu means oneness. So the first day, Saturday at 5 p.m. onward, pizza night with drums, jam session and bonfire. On the second day from 2 p.m. onward, candle crafting, macrame, dance movement therapy, body psychology workshop and explaining more about tree houses. There will be also Korean dinner including kimbap and isombe from Rwanda. On the third date, Monday, dosa night with live music performed by French band called Notre Way. Sammy currently a volunteer at the Youth Center, but he was also volunteering at Africa House and the Treehouse community seeking a transformation of the human heart. In these 3 days, he will be fundraising for his safari, during which he will be doing research on what is the relation between drums and humans and dance movement therapy. This Saturday, 23rd at 10 a.m. at Unity Pavilion, University of Human Unity, inviting us again in the series of lectures by Dr. Sedev Kumar on Being and Consciousness. Dr. Sadev Kumar shares these lectures based on his forthcoming book 7 Million Degrees of Freedom, and they are on the nature and mystery of consciousness with special reference to the Bhakti movement and in the context of studies and research in evolutionary psychology, quantum physics, neurobiology and new exploration in music. And this Saturday we gonna dwell on the mundane and the sacred, are the different levels of consciousness. On Saturday, 23rd of July, afternoon, between 3:30 to 4:30 at Bharat Nivas, those who stepped into Auroville experience as kids of our sweet mother during 1970-72 from Kuala Palam, they gonna meet. And here are some announcements. Lapisin team informs us that on 23rd and 24th of July, all of the lifeguards at Lapisin will be going to Salem to get their official pool lifeguard certification. Consequently, the pool will be closed and reopening as usual on Monday, July 25th at noon. From Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, they're sharing with us that this Saturday and Sunday, 23rd and 24th, at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, the Tibetan doctor will be visiting us. For your appointment, you need to call them on 262-2401 or 848-9067-332. This Saturday, July, we'll restart Saturday ATB exploration, and it will be as usual at 7 a.m. to until 8:30 a.m. in the ATB hall in Transition School. And she's saying the first 2 weeks will be open for all our villains, newcomers, long-term volunteers who has done at least the ATB basics and would like to try. After this, the group will be closed to help the condition to deepen the experiences. Punctuality is really important, allows a commitment to go through the whole exploration, not in and out, for around 10 to 12 weeks till they change the focus of awareness. And Ashaman is gonna start with two new explorations in joint mobility for seniors on Monday, Wednesday and Friday between 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. at Arkham Multi Hall, and he will develop Sistema for Health and Relaxation on Tuesdays and Thursday between 4:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. also in Arkham Multi Hall. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Radio Peti, Radio Set, directed by Hari Vishwanath, and it was made in 2015 in India. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow at 7, they will screen How the Earth Was Made, The Deepest Place on Earth, directed by Stephanie Kern and Simon Martin. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 p.m. they continue with Star Wars episode, made in 2016, and this one is Star Wars 7. And on Friday, tomorrow at 8 p.m. we will see Spy, which was made last year, and it's a comedy and directed by Paul Feig. Today at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, they will screen a Nordic drama, Fantasy, Christmas Story, made in Finland in 2007, directed by Juha Vuolak. On Saturday, international drama, Romance, The Summer of Sangali, made in Lithuania, France, Netherlands, 2015, by writer and director Alan Tekavoite. At Children's Matinee Film on Sunday, 4:30, Hayao Miyazaki, season is still going on. And this Sunday, they will screen Ponyo, made in Japan in 2009. At Cine Club at 8 p.m. on Sunday as well, drama Ida, made in Poland in 2013 by director Paweł Pawlikowski. From the Words of the Mother, volume 13, we read. Lord, we are upon earth to accomplish thy work of transformation. It is our sole will, our sole preoccupation. Grant that it may be also our sole occupation, and that all our actions may help us towards this single goal. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.